We turn now to a story about British soldiers in World War I. Many who served on the front lines carried with them a handwritten last will and testament. Often the soldier's will was kept in his paybook, a booklet that contained identity papers and notes on what the soldier was owed for his service. As you might imagine, many paybooks and the wills inside them were lost in the chaos of war. But it turns out that more than 250,000 of these wills have been stored by something called Her Majesty's Court and Tribunal Service. And now, ahead of next year's centenary of the start of World War I, they've been digitized and made available online. For a fee, families can now see if a relative left a will behind, and if so, be given access to it. The documents contain powerful memories. Private Harry Lewis Lincoln was 26 when he was killed on the front in Belgium in 1915. His family found his will in the digitized archive, along with a letter, presumably, to his sweetheart back in England. In the letter, voiced over here by the BBC, Lewis Lincoln mentions a boy believed to be his son.
"And if I do die, I will die with a good heart and all your love upon my lips. If I get killed in active service, there will be a medal for me somewhere, and I hope you will try to get it and keep it for the boy to wear when he grows up."
Another person who's found a relative's war will is Peter Simpkins. His great-uncle, Frank Hill, was killed fighting in the Ottoman Empire. Simpkins is a historian and president of the Western Front Association. That's an international organization dedicated to the study and research of the First World War. Simpkins told the BBC that projects to preserve war documents, like his great-uncle's will, are vital to keeping the lessons of World War I alive.
"It helped to shape the rest of the 20th century and the world we now live in. There are all sorts of legacies from it. I think we must remember that it was not just the 1914 war, it went on to 1918. So there are all sorts of layers on which I think we will be commemorating, from the very basic things like family history, local celebrations and so on, to the big national commemorations."
By the way, among the digitized war wills is one with a name many of you will recognize. It's the one belonging to John Fleetwood, grandfather of Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac.